And a good Sunday morning to you. I'm Andrea Oliver, welcoming you to this edition of Polk County Today. So what do you want to achieve in 2016? What are your proudest moments of 2015 and maybe some of your not so wonderful moments that could be pitfalls in you harnessing your 2016 goals? Is there something you might need to let go of? Is there something you need to discuss, talk about, make sure that you know deep in your heart about what you really want so you can get to those 2016 goals? Well, our friend is visiting with us again, and by that I mean our friend and life coach, Emily Rogers. Emily Rogers, as you know, is a consultant, coach, and retreat leader, strategically advising and supporting businesses, organizations, and individuals in growing to their full potential in purposeful and balanced ways. She is, ladies and gentlemen, the best guest we could have on this particular Sunday as we set those intentions for 2016. Emily, welcome back to Polk County Today.
Good morning, Andrea. It's always wonderful to be with you and your listeners, and this is one of my favorite topics to talk about.
I am looking forward to it because I think I have some goals. I think I like the word intentions. That's the word you're using. So let's start there. Are they synonymous terms, or one gives more depth to than the other?
Certainly. They go hand in hand. I think it's important to have really tangible and specific goals in our lives and in our work, and I believe in that and working towards those goals. And I also believe that it's important to be intentional about how we go about achieving those goals, because I believe that intentions are the starting point of achieving our dreams and what we aspire to do and be in this world. And it puts the wheels in motion, so to speak. And once we get very intentional about what we want, lots of energy and creative forces begin to work in our favor, and the universe begins to conspire in our favor, if you will, when we're really intentional and clear.
I heard someone say something once that I have kind of put in my memory bank and I've kept it. If you expect nothing, that's exactly what you'll get.
So true.
So you're saying it is more than important, it is absolutely necessary that we have an intent to do something.
Yes. And I also believe our orientation to our goals and intentions is also important, because if we're trying to move away from something that's unpleasant, that's one orientation. If we're trying to move toward something that is more in alignment with our values and will bring us more balance in our life and our work, I believe the latter is more powerful.
Yes.
And easier to get to, because it's all about the state of mind.
Well, let's talk about that, because I think I'm so sorry to be using all these quotes today, but I remember a woman I respect greatly saying, you will never heal what you are afraid to look at. And I think sometimes when we are trying to run away from something, even those bad things, I mean, it's a natural, maybe we think, to run away or get away from something that might be or what we consider bad. But until we're really able to maybe look at it and be intentional about addressing it, yes, we might not see that healing.
Yes. And that's where reflection is so important in this process. And as you said earlier when you opened the show, it's important to look back on 2015 and what worked and what didn't work and why, what's important about all of that. And really take a good hard look at all of those things and be honest with yourself, because that also brings clarity
be
about
what
you...
Be honest with yourself.
Yes. Ooh. That will bring a lot of clarity about what you want more of and less of in your life in 2016.
So then, Emily, would you say, and let me just remind our listeners, oh, I'm so excited about this interview today, or should I say this talk today?
Yes.
I think I prefer that. Emily Rogers is in the house again this Sunday. And as you know, Emily is our resident life coach. We're talking about setting intentions for 2016. And Emily just said a mouthful. She says you have to be willing to look back to be able to go forward. Talk to us about that process.
Yes. Looking back can be very insightful, because taking that opportunity to press the pause button and reflect on what's working, what's not working, what brought you joy, what brought you disappointment or frustration, helps us get clear about what we want more of and less of in our lives. It also gives us an opportunity to explore what I like to call comfort zones, behaviors, thought patterns, habits, and which ones of those are serving us and which ones aren't.
And that has to come with a great deal of introspection and honesty.
Yes, honesty is very important. And as we look at these habits and thought patterns and ways of doing things that we've always done, and we really begin to look at what's serving us and what is no longer serving us, then that helps us get clear on what needs to change.
Let me ask you this. Would that be the time and place to maybe ask a close friend to help you to look at that properly? Or must we do this by ourselves?
No, you absolutely don't have to do it by yourself. I encourage people to get allies in this and get different perspectives, whether it's a family member, a friend, a colleague, a mentor, a coach. Because those folks, if they are being really honest and candid and looking out for your best interest, they will provide those rich perspectives that sometimes we can't see on our own. And they'll help us kind of look in the mirror and really get clear on what's working and what's not and what we really, really hunger for going forward in our lives.
I think so many times we will tell ourselves that we want thus and so. Mm-hmm. And we are very, in our minds at any rate, we're being truthful about the issue that we really want thus and so.
Yep.
But then we fall back into using the same harried methods to achieve thus and so that did not work 10 previous times.
Exactly.
Why is that such a pitfall?
Yeah. So those are the comfort zones that I'm referring to. And it's human nature. Okay. And in order to create change in our lives, it's important to make some shifts. And it doesn't always have to be huge and monumental. I tell my clients that all the time. It's tiny little changes in how we think about things, how we approach things, that can make some really significant differences in our lives and in our work.
So once we've looked back and we've really been honest about some of the things that A, we achieved, and B, we didn't get to, what will be the next step from there?
Yeah, through that and through exploring comfort zones, we get clear on what we want. And from there, I like to set an intention for what is it that we really want in 2016, for example, and then begin to explore what's at stake if we aren't able to accomplish that or aren't able to move in that
So you're saying that from right off the bat, look at the things that might prevent us?
Yes.
So you're not calling that negative at all?
Not at all. And in fact, I think it's a very powerful exercise to write those things down so you're really aware of what those things are that might get in your way, those stumbling blocks that might be coming along. And they do for all of us. You know, we all set an intention to get somewhere, and sometimes we're on track and sometimes we're not. So just anticipate what those triggers might be that will get you off track. And sometimes I even have a burning ceremony with my clients, and we'll burn the things, the habits, the thought patterns, the things that we need to let go of that aren't going to serve us in this new direction we want to move our life in.
Emily Rogers is our guest today. She is, as you well know, our resident life coach. And we're talking about setting intentions for 2016. The idea that we have myriad goals and a lot of ways to get there sounds wonderful. But as individuals, are you from the school of thought that say maybe set two or three major things to do and tackle those and do them well?
Yeah, that's where intentions become very powerful, because if there are some overarching desires or themes that you want to have in your life, I believe that if you focus on those intentions day in, day out, that all the other little things will fall into place. So, for example, when I work with my clients on setting intentions, there's three sentences. Would you like for me to share those with you?
Yes.
Okay. So this helps us get clear and get purposeful. So
and I'm
for
writing.
Example, the first sentence is, my intention is, and we complete that sentence together. So an example might be of something we want to move toward is gracefully transitioning into a job that's more aligned with my core values.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
So my intention is to gracefully transition into a job more aligned with my core values.
Yes.
And what next?
So we're moving forward. We've set an intention that's moving forward in a positive direction, not moving away from, you know, something that's going on. Then we identify why this is important for us. It's important because my overall well-being, fulfillment, and relationships will be enhanced by this change in my life.
That's
the second piece.
That's second.
Yes.
So it's important to determine why we want that goal.
Absolutely. Yes.
So set the goal and determine why it's important.
Why it's important.
Okay.
And then lastly, what do you need to do or be to make that intention a reality? So those might be things like stay focused, believe, take purposeful action, be open to possibility. All of those sorts of things will move us in that direction of achieving that intention.
It sounds simple, but you and I know, Emily, that from the position of determining that this is where we'd like to go and getting there, wow,
yes.
What a leap, what
it
a
is.
Jump. So is that where you look at some of the things that can get you off track? And do you suggest a mentor, somebody to
yes.
keep you focused there?
Yes, an ally, an accountability partner. Please check in with me once a month to see how I'm doing. Sometimes we need cheerleaders. Sometimes we need somebody to give us a little nudge. Sometimes we need somebody that's going to give us a tough talk. So surround yourself with those people that are going to help you achieve your intention or are going to support you in this journey. And we all get off track. And the thing is there is the quicker you pick yourself up and dust yourself off and get back on track, the more practiced you're going to be at it and the easier it's going to be every time you get off track to get back on track.
I think sometimes we are so hard on ourselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talked about setting intentions in a previous program centered around fitness. So we were looking at the body and we talked about the same thing, getting off track and getting on. For some reason, I find that a lot of times when it comes to getting back on track with emotional and heartfelt issue, for some reason, we find it so hard to make that, let's jump on the wheel again.
Sure.
How do we approach
that?
Sure.
Yeah. You know, it's natural for all of us as human beings to judge ourselves in that process. And, you know, those are some of the things that we just need to let go of.
Mm.
And I like to call it, you know, you're striving to achieve something, but you're trying a little bit softer and you're being a little more gentle on yourself as you're approaching it. We don't have to always be hyper vigilant and going 100 miles an hour to get what we want in life. We can do it with grace and ease.
And I think overall longevity, it's something we tell people in fitness. If you set a goal that by May you must be XYZ amount of pounds, it is probably not going to be as fulfilling as in my life this year, I want to be healthy. And I want to be strong.
Yes. Yes. And when you wake up every morning, remind yourself of that and what you need to do and be to be healthy and strong and fulfilled.
My guest today, Emily Rogers. And the good news is Emily is homegrown. Can I say that?
Yes, you can.
She is in this area, the Central Florida area. Emily, how might we get a hold of you? Somebody listening want to come, you know, avail of your expertise. How
sure.
might they do so?
My website is emilyrogers.com. You can find me there.
And we're so glad to always have you in studio with us. We appreciate the knowledge. We appreciate the lovely and timely nuggets that you share. Much success for 2016. And I just have a feeling we'll be seeing you quite a bit this year, Emily.
Thank
Absolutely.
You, Andrea.
And thank you for joining us. We'll talk again next week.